This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
I'm a listener of your show from Indiana. So I decided to go ahead and call and use your paranormal support group. I've got a problem that's bugging me. I'm dying to tell somebody. Just unload. But I can't tell anybody. So I can tell you guys. Because I'm just an anonymous caller. So, I'm an investigator. And I'm going to cut this down to the short of it. If you want more details, that's fine. So I go to a home investigation of a friend. A friend of mine knows what I do. And she says, my 8-year-old daughter is being frightened by what she says is a young girl, like an older girl, maybe 13, 14, or maybe even a teenager. And she sees her walking around the house at night. And the girl has shoulder length, the ghost girl. Has shoulder-length black hair, and she's talking to her, but the 8-year-old can't hear anything she says. I said, okay, this is probably just a nightmare-type situation, but we'll go check it out. And during the investigation, we realized that the home has 2 urns of ashes on it of grandparents, and so we couldn't get anything to speak with us or interact with us, so I told the 8-year-old girl that, I don't have anything solid yet, but this is probably just your grandma who misses you. And instead of presenting herself as how she used to look, she's making herself look young so that she's not scary. 8-year-old accepted this. We all patted ourselves on the back. Great job. As we're getting ready to leave, we tried one more ghost session with the ghost box, which is the altered radio thing, just to try to verify, are you grandma so-and-so? What came through, though, and it was very clear, was the spirit of a girl who, she told us her name, but when she did, it was kind of garbled and broken up, and all I could get was that the first letter of the name was a K or a C sound. And I looked at my friend, I said, does this voice sound at all like your grandmother? Maybe even a younger version. She said, I don't know. So this ghost box voice is telling us things like, it's dark, she's scared, she can't see where she is, she's cold, she wants to go home, she doesn't know where she is. All the typical stuff. So I'm starting to think this is not the grandmother, obviously. And through questioning, she said her name again, and the lady, my friend who owns the house, she gasped and ran out of the room. So then we asked her, do you know where you are? And she said, she was whispering now. She lowered her voice on the ghost box and said, I'm hiding in the attic. They're coming for me. There's blood everywhere. And this is all very disturbing. And she started to describe a violent, bloody scene. So I went in to talk to my friend, and I'm like, you seem to know who this is. Did your grandmother die in violence? And she said no. But the house right next door to her is a known drug den. You wouldn't know it from looking at it. It just looks like a nice, normal, average suburban white house. But the police go there a lot, and they do raids, and they never get much because the people who live there are smart. So then my friend says, haven't you heard about the girl and I don't remember, I'll just say her name's Kayla, that's not her name, that went missing. And I said, I don't think so. I don't read the papers as much as I should. They're depressing. And she said, did you see a picture of a girl at the bus stops and the gas stations? I said, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I remember this girl is a teenager with shoulder lengths, black hair, who went missing. So my friend says she was last seen at the house next door, and the people over there had told the police that she was there. She was on drugs. And at 3 a.m., she walked off down the street. And that was the last anybody ever saw of her. She was reported as a runaway. The police stopped looking because she's a drug user and she's a runaway, and case closed. So I went back to the ghost box and started talking to the girl in the attic again. And according to the girl in the attic, there's blood everywhere and there's violence and they want to murder her, and I don't know what's going on. But this spirit is presenting itself as being scared. Now, with that, you have to keep in mind that sometimes spirits lie just to evoke an emotion response. So I don't know if any of this is true. But after this day, I looked up everything I could find on the girl, shocked that the news reports were pretty vague, focusing only on the pain of the family. I had to go to a Facebook page that her family created saying, you know, we know our daughter, she's not a runaway. She filled out forms the day she went missing to go to this really posh drug recovery place, and she was excited about going. So if they said there's no way she ran away. She didn't take her wallet, her money, her contacts, her clothes, or her car. And the police, of course, just say, well, she was on drugs. So now, talking to the spirit through the ghost box, another spirit came through at the end, a male. And he said through a series of questions, I'll just cut this down to the end, that he actually said, I'm dead. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And I said, how did you die? And he said, drugs. And I said, do you remember what drug? And he said, oh, heroin. He was very nonchalant about it. And I said, do you see the girl who's been talking to us? Do you see her? Do you know her? And he said, yeah. And I said, is she hiding? And he said, no, she's dead. Which I figured, since she's talking to me. And I said, she says she's in the attic. Is she in the attic? And he says, no. So I'm trying to question the guy spirit to find out where. I said, I need to find her body so I can give it back to her parents. At first, he was really vague and said, it's outside. I said, is it near a building or a river or a tree or something I can find it with? He said, not really. After a lot of questioning, he gave me an area to look. I know the area. I know pretty much where to look, if any of this is true. Big if. But he also says, after she died, they cut her up into pieces to get rid of the body, to hide it better. Okay, that makes it more difficult. And it's been about 9 months. So all that would be left, dry bones, if there's anything there at all. So I had this genius plan that how do you find a body that's in pieces outside? Well, how do other people on the news find things like that outside? Usually, they're walking their dogs. I have access to dogs. I have access to hound dogs and dogs that have a tendency to bring home dead things like possums and stuff. So that's my current dilemma. I think maybe just to ease my own conscience, because doing nothing is eating at my soul. So I guess I'll be taking those dogs for a walk and hoping I don't find anything. But then again, I guess if you wanted to be found, you'd tell me.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.